I pray that you may give me the wisdom, courage, and understanding to deliver your word clearly so that your people may understand and learn something from it. I pray that as I come here today, you may forgive all of us for the sins we've committed, both known and unknown, and you will continue to bless us, guide us, and keep us safe. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Okay, please stand with me and turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. The second book of Corinthians, verse 5, chapter 5, verse 7. It reads, "For you walk by faith, not by sight." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, for we walk by faith, not by sight." For we walk by faith, not by sight. You may be seated. My topic for today is faith over feelings. My topic for today is faith over feelings. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was preparing for my exams. During this time, there was one particular subject that left me completely lost. I had no clue what to study for because the teacher had only showed up to class twice for the entire school year. That left me feeling overwhelmed and unprepared. In the days leading up to the exam, I overheard other students discussing what they heard might be on the test. But because I was unsure of that information, I chose not to rely on it. The night before the exam, I focused my attention on the subject I actually had materials for, completely ignoring the one I had no guidance on. I had 2 exams scheduled for that day, and I was confident I would do well on at least one. Now, I needed to pass my exams because with my mother, I needed to pass, or else I would be severely punished. When I say severely punished, I mean my phone taken away. That's not cool. So I need to do good. But here's the twist. The morning of the exam, I walked into class feeling bright and ready to take on the exam I had studied for. As I looked around, I noticed everyone was reviewing notes. But strangely, it wasn't for the subject I thought was first. I remember thinking, what's wrong with my classmates? Why would they not study for the exam we have currently? After a moment of internal confusion, I decided to ask. To my shock, they told me that the first exam of the day was actually the one I hadn't prepared for, the one I had zero information on. My heart sank. I tried my best to stay calm, but the pressure in that exam room hit me hard. I sat there thinking, I know nothing about this, absolutely nothing. In that moment, I silently prayed to God. I said, "Lord, you know I didn't study because I had no direction. Please help me answer these questions. In fact, I believe I will answer all of them." And believe it or not, I did. I answered every single question on that exam paper. Now, what I'm trying to bring forth is sometimes we wake up and we don't feel prepared for the day ahead. Sometimes we pray and we don't feel God is near. Sometimes we obey and don't feel as though our obedience was worth it. But the Bible says we walk by faith, not by what we see or feel. God didn't call us to feel our way to heaven. He called us to believe our way there. Faith is not based on how we feel. It is based on who God is, what He said, and what He has promised. Faith is not active. Faith is active, not passive. Just like in biology, where active processes require energy and effort. You see, in biology, Passive transport happens with no effort, like osmosis, but it only works when conditions are right. Active transport uses energy. To move against the current, it goes against the natural flow. In the same way, faith is active, not passive. It pushes forward even when everything is going against you. It requires spiritual energy, prayer, trust, and action. Faith chooses God's word over emotions. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Now, faith isn't a feeling. It's substance. It's spiritual evidence. The Bible also tells us in James 2, verse 17, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Dead faith is passive. Living faith moves, acts, and obeys, even when feelings say no. In Romans 10, verse 17, the Bible says, so faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. You don't grow faith by waiting to feel inspired. You grow it by feeding it on the word. Now let's look at active faith in the Bible. Abraham, God told him to sacrifice Isaac. No feeling in the world could have made that feel right. But Abraham acted in faith, not emotion. The woman with the issue of blood, she didn't wait for her healing to come to her. She pressed through the crowd in faith, even though she was weak. Now Jesus in the garden said, if it be possible, let this cup pass. He didn't feel like going to the cross. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's faith in action. Can I get an amen, somebody? Now, I'm getting ready to close, but before I do, I want to give you four keys of faith that will help you on your spiritual journey. Write these down. Get your phones, pens, and paper to remember. Four keys of faith. Number one, faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotions. Faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotions. Our emotions are real, but they're not always true. Feelings can be influenced by hunger, heartbreak, tiredness, fear, or even pain. But God's word never changes. You might feel like God has left you, but his word says in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you. I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. You may feel like you're not forgotten. You're not forgiven. But the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. When feelings lie, faith must rise. You don't worship because you feel God. You worship because he is worthy. You don't obey because you feel strong. You obey because his word commands it. Now, I want you to teach your heart to respond to what God said, not how you feel at the moment. Train your soul to obey truth, not emotion. And that was key number one, which states faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotions. Key number two, faith moves when feelings freeze. Faith moves when feelings freeze. There are moments when feelings will paralyze you. You don't want to pray. You don't want to serve. You feel numb, broken, and even stuck. That's when faith takes the first step. In Psalms 42, verse 5, it reads, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. David preached to his own soul. That's why sometimes you have to pray when you're tired, serve when you're hurting, give when you're empty, and worship when you're worried. Faith moves first. The feelings will follow later. We must stop waiting to feel like it before doing what's right. So number one was faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotions. Number two, faith moves when feelings freeze. Point number three, faith must be fed. Faith must be fed. Just like the body needs food to survive, faith needs spiritual nourishment to grow. In Romans 10 verse 17, so faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. If you're constantly watching fear-filled news, scrolling through toxic social media, and skipping your Bible, your faith will starve. What you feed grows, what you starve dies. I will repeat, what you feed grows, what you starve dies. Imagine a student not studying, skipping classes, and still expecting to pass exams. That's how many Christians treat their faith. Passive, yet expect strong results. Now, you can feed your faith by reading your scripture daily, listening to sermons, surrounding yourself with fellow believers, and speaking life, not doubt. Key number one, faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotion. Number two, faith moves when feelings freeze. And number three, faith must be fed. Number four, faith is tested when feelings fail. Faith is tested when feelings fail. Your real faith shows up when it's hard to believe. Just like Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet I trust him. Job lost everything, but he didn't curse God. Abraham had to believe even when his body was as good as dead. And Jesus, sweating blood in the garden, still chose obedience. Your feelings will try to lead you, but faith is the leader, not the follower. When God is silent, will you still trust? When healing doesn't come immediately, will you still believe? When friends leave, will you still walk with God? That's when faith graduates from theory to reality. Repeating the keys. Number one, faith is rooted in God's word, not your emotion. Faith moves when feelings freeze. Number three, faith must be fed. And the last key was faith is tested when feelings fail. A wise person once said, don't let your feelings sit in the driver's seat. Let your faith take the wheel. Do not let your feelings sit in the driver's seat. Let your faith take the wheel. If you've been living by emotions, it's time to switch. Let go of depending on how things look and feel. Walk by what God has said. Step out in faith even if you don't feel ready. I'm going to pray, but before I do, I want to know, is there anyone willing to make a commitment to not be ruled by their emotions, but instead let their faith take the driver's seat? Please stand with me. Let us pray. Father, as we're here, we firstly want to thank you for allowing me to go through with the passage quickly and easily. I thank you for all that you have done for us. I thank you for continuously protecting us and guiding us and keeping us safe. We pray, Lord, that you may fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We pray that you may continue, Lord God, to use us teenagers to speak your word. We pray, Lord God, that you may use everyone in this room. Allow them to exercise their faith, Lord. Allow them to increase their faith in you. Let them know that passive faith will bring them no results, but active faith will bring them results and glorify your name. We pray, Lord, that you may help us, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to understand your word. Help us to be motivated to read our Bibles and feed our faith, Lord, because without work, faith is dead. We pray that you may continue to bless us individually and any troubles or obstacles that we're personally going through, that you may comfort us, Lord. You may let us know that you're dear, you're here with us, Lord. You may keep us safe, Lord, and you may send your angels to continue to guard us and cover us and keep us safe from things that can be detrimental unto us, things that we can see and things that we cannot see. We pray that you may help us. You may fight our spiritual battles and our battles here on earth. We pray that you may continue to guide us, keep us safe, and protect us. In your name we pray. Amen.